Food delivery major, Zomato Limited, said on Sunday it has shelved plans to operate in the consumer grocery delivery segment for the second successive time in 2 years, citing infrastructure gaps in a highly competitive e-grocery market. It will, instead, rely on its investment in Grofers to compensate for the same. In a letter to its grocery partners on Friday evening, a copy of which Mint has, Zomato said, and NBSP semicolon and altquo, over the last 2 months of operations, we have had a few important realizations. Store catalogs are very dynamic and inventory levels change frequently. This has led to gaps in order fulfillment, leading to poor customer experience. And altquo. In the same period, the express delivery model with under 15-minute delivery promise and near-perfect fulfillment rates has been getting a lot of traction with customers and expanding rapidly. We have realized that it is extremely difficult to pull off such a model with high fulfillment rates consistently. In a marketplace model, like ours, Andrequo, added Zomato in the letter. And NBSP semicolon and NBSP. Zomato first dabbled with the e-grocery category in April last year, in a bid to exploit a surge in demand for e-groceries during the first wave of COVID-19. It had and NBSP recently announced plans to restart grocery offerings on its app, and began pilots in the Delhi NCR region in August. And altquo, we have decided to shut down our grocery pilot and, as of now, have no plans to run any other form of grocery delivery on our platform. Grofers has found high-quality product market fit in 10-minute grocery, and we believe our investment in the company will generate better outcomes for our shareholders than our in-house grocery effort, and quot, Saida Zomato spokesperson to Mint's queries. Zomato will, however, continue to operate its business-to-business, B2B and NBSP, essentials and grocery delivery service offering for restaurants through Hyperpure, the Zomato spokesperson added in response to Mint and number 39's queries. And NBSP. Zomato recently invested $100 million in e-grocery unicorn Grofers and its wholesale unit Hands on Trades Private Limited, which also recently pivoted to the under 10-minute delivery model. It has a 9.3% each in Grofers and Hands on Trade, wholesale entity. And NBSP, while announcing its maiden quarter result, post the public listing, Zomato said that losses for its Hyperpure business expanded in Q1 fiscal year 2022, due to investments in growth. The move comes at a time when Zomato and Squo's arch rival Swiggy is ramping up its grocery and essential service, Instamart in the Delhi NCR region as well as in key metros of Mumbai, Hyderabad, and Chennai. Instamart also continues to have a strong presence in its home market of Bengaluru, and was first started in August last year. And NBSP semicolon and NBSP. Instamart continues to create and altquo, dark, online orders only, stores and altquo, with partners in areas of operations to execute more control over their grocery inventory, as it begins 15 to 30 minute deliveries on the platform. And NBSP. Zomato announced that its revenues grew in April to June quarter this year to 844 crore, from 266 crore in the corresponding period last year. While losses also rose to over 356 crore from 99.8 crore in the year ago period.